We welcome to the program the color commentator for the Minnesota Vikings broadcast, Pride of Notre Dame, and also former NFL linebacker Pete Bursich, nice enough to join us. Pete, welcome to the show. Good to have you aboard here on the weekend.
Oh, great to be here. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, Pete. Before we get into this year's Vikings, if you could, because I know you know Brett Favre as far as his career, seen him for a couple of years close up there in Minnesota, as well as a lot of people do. Just give us some of your memories of Brett Favre, the football player, and also the impact he had with the Vikings the years he played there.
Well, I mean, I remember playing against him and knowing that, you know, when John Randall did the commercial where he was chasing around a chicken in a Favre jersey, it wasn't too far. It wasn't too far off from the truth, you know, but he's just a heck of a competitor. It's amazing that he stayed as healthy as long as he did. And I think one thing that I learned once they started doing the radio, you know, it was, you know, Brett Favre would go to the facility and then he would go home. And there really wasn't much in between, but teammates would avoid him when they saw him at the facility, because all he'd want to do is talk about, when you see this, look for this and watch out for that. And he was just all football all the time. And I think that the mental aspect of the game and how hard he worked there and how he perfected those skills are kind of overlooked, because he was as smart of a quarterback as you're going to find.
Pete, when you look at that 2009 season, a lot of people maybe have forgotten now how close the Vikings were to getting to and possibly winning the Super Bowl. How much do you think that would have changed Brett Favre's legacy? I know he's remembered as great and all that. I mean, the Hall of Famer, all that good stuff, the streak. But what do you think that would have done for him to win two different Super Bowls with two different franchises?
I think for him as a player, probably not as much as it would for the fan base. I mean, you know, Minnesota is one of a number of teams that haven't had a Super Bowl victory yet. So that would have been a first, and there could be many others, but only one first. And if Favre would have been the one to deliver that, that would have been an amazing, amazing accomplishment. And again, to do it with a couple of different teams, I think that's a big thing too. Just because, you know, normally you don't let guys go, you don't let quarterbacks go who can lead you to a Super Bowl. That's normally how teams operate. So to have his career revive like that, you know, would have been pretty amazing to do.
Hey, Pete, let's shift the focus now to this year's Minnesota Viking team. I'm sure there's a lot of high hopes for that franchise going into 2016, a good year last year, disappointing loss in the first round of the playoffs. But when you look at this team going into training camp and now early in camp, is this a Super Bowl contender in your mind?
Well, I would put them at the top or near the top of the division. I would definitely put them as a team who's going to make a run or should make a run in the playoffs. So if that puts them in position to get a shot at the Super Bowl, then by all means. I'm not saying that they're a shoo-in, as in there's so many different things that need to go the right way. However, Mike Zimmer and the staff have done a wonderful job, I think, addressing some of the issues, like offensive line, to give Teddy just a little bit more time. 44 sacks last year is just too many. It's too many on a young quarterback. So hopefully he'll have a little bit more time in the backfield. And if he can throw that ball, and the passes that he needs to complete are the ones that are between the numbers and the sideline, and if he can get those throws down, then it's going to be a very, very good year for our offense, and hopefully we will have more balance. We were so run-heavy last year, and you just don't see it much, that a team that's lopsided one way or the other makes it that far in the playoffs.
Pete Bursich, our guest here at SB Nation Radio, Vikings color commentator on the Vikings Radio Network, also former NFL and college standout with me, Jason Gotch, rolling across the weekend, across the country, here on the network. Pete, let's talk about the stamp that Mike Zimmer has put on this team and this franchise. From a distance, seems like an old-school, no-nonsense guy, and the way it's worked in Minnesota, it looks, again, from a distance, like it's worked pretty well.
It really has, and he's found a way to motivate the players. And in the NFL, you just can't – it's not quite like college where, you know, I played for Lou Holtz and, you know, Lou could crack the whip and yes sir, no sir, that kind of thing. Whereas in the NFL, you have to really earn the respect of those that you coach. And I think the players realize that if they listen and they execute and do – what Coach Zimmer wants them to do, that they will experience success. So there's a trust factor there that gets built up over time. And I played for the late, great Denny Green, and he would always say, you know, my job is to teach reality. And when Zimmer speaks, that's exactly what he's doing. He may not deliver the message very softly in that respect, but he does teach reality to these young guys. Hey, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and if you don't, then this is going to happen. And he can explain it in a way. I mean, coaches should be able to beat any scheme that they see, draw things up. The real magic is what, how much of that can you transfer to your players? And that's the art. And I think you look at the defense, and they don't have a lot of big breakdowns, not a lot of big plays. They're a very disciplined group, and they play very well.
Pete, let's talk a little more about this defense. 11 starters back from a year ago. How good can this unit be in 2016?
Well, I think it could be even better than it was a year ago. You would hope that group can improve, and I think the two guys that are going to start it are Kendricks and Anthony Barr. Kendricks, he'll be in the second year from UCLA. He should take a big jump. Anthony Barr going into his third season, he's a guy that can really do anything at the linebacker position. He's an unbelievably good pass rusher, unbelievably good athlete, and they've got him to play off the ball and play so well. So, you know, with that group, Chad Greenway's coming back, you know, might get one more year out of Chad, so you have a veteran in there in case you need him. But that linebacking crew, and then the consistent play out of guys like Everson Griffin and guys like that, defensive front, Linval and Joseph, those guys, I would expect this group to get even better. And the main thing is scoring defense. That's kind of been Zimmer's forte when he was at Cincinnati, and he's carried it over here. So we're not number one in yardage. We're not number one in everything. We're up there. But in scoring defense, we've been very, very good for the last couple seasons.
Pete, let's flip it back to offense real quick here. You touched on some of the things Teddy Bridgewater needs to do to take the next step this year. But let's talk about the young rookie, Laquon Treadwell, 23rd overall pick in the draft, a wide receiver, hopefully a guy that can develop with Teddy Bridgewater. What have you seen from Treadwell, and how do you think he fits in this season?
I think Treadwell fits in. He fits in well. He's a good athlete, a big guy. I know one of the things that the Vikings liked about him right after they drafted him was his blocking ability. And, you know, wide receivers don't get paid to block. They get paid to catch touchdowns. So a lot of them, they don't do a fair share of that kind of yeoman's work. They get in the way, but they're not going to be blocking. But Laquon Treadwell in practice has been very, very tenacious with that. That's only going to help Adrian Peterson. That should only help, play-action passes. And the thing about Treadwell I liked was his senior year in college, he didn't take anybody by surprise. They knew who he was. Teams knew who he was, and he still put together a very, very good year. And I think that means he's more NFL ready than a one-year wonder maybe in college. So, but you're seeing a tall, lanky receiver that hopefully Teddy can build a rapport with. You saw that with Brett Favre and Sidney Rice. Sidney Rice was a good receiver until Favre got here and had trust in him. And when he got in trouble, he threw it to Sidney Rice. Sidney Rice had that incredible year. Gets a big free agent ticket out to Seattle and then kind of disappears again. That's the kind of magic that you're looking for between the quarterback and the wide receiver. Hopefully Teddy can build that with Laquon Treadwell.
Pete, great having you on the program. Really appreciate the visit. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I hope we can chat again real soon.
Anytime. Thank you.